Hey there, welcome to the Tech Africa podcast, and it's time for tech news all the way. And I'm having two very, very awesome people here.
Oh, yes.
Olu and Nifemi.
I was trying to guess also. Which one is also? You know what I'm awesome. Do behind the scene.
Wow.
Yeah, coming from Emmanuel, where?
I'm not there.
Wow.
I'm not doing anything behind the scene.
Wow. Anyway. Yeah, if you must know, they've been fighting me behind the camera since insubordination.
I'm not there.
Only insubordination.
To not be tolerated in this place. You know what I'm saying? But so the thing is, you have to consider us, because we faced very, very terrible traffic. We are recording this podcast 2 hours later than we should because of Lagos traffic. If you are based in Lagos, Nigeria, you should be able to tell how difficult it is right now to move around.
Even if you are not based in Lagos, you must have heard stories.
You must have heard stories
chilling,
about
chilling stories.
So, man, I don't want to think about this morning. The annoyance inside me made me to go and start tweeting and sharing stuff on LinkedIn. But yeah. It's an important conversation that I'm not even going to get into right now. But I'm just going to talk about the fact that Starlink decided that they're going to give Kenyans a better deal than Nigerians. Now, we are here to be objective. We're not here to take sides. But I'm hearing that Kenya's Starlink is cheaper than Nigeria.
Yes. It's quite surprising, because it just recently I actually took a closer look at the story, and I found out that it's actually going to be, well, let's start from the beginning. The beginning is that Starlink decided that they want to launch in Kenya, right? And, well, interesting stuff, you know. They already made the announcement in Nigeria, and, you know, Kenya seems like, you know,
like the logical. Nigeria, Mozambique, and they launched.
Oh, yeah, both Nigeria and Mozambique. And, yeah, and then we're checking out the prices, and we saw that to get the full kit in Nigeria, you pay $600. And then to get the full kit in Kenya, you pay $499, right? Which is around 72,000 Kenyan shillings. And the $600 for Nigeria is around 261,000 naira, right? And even when you now convert, right? When you convert how much that is in, when you convert Nigeria's zone to Kenyan shillings, that is $600 to Kenyan shillings, you have around 74, which is 1,000 shillings above what the price they are giving them.
And 1,000 shillings is a lot of money.
Yes, and 1,000 shillings is a lot of money. So I don't understand what the price difference is, although I checked out Starlink's, I saw an article about Starlink price, and I realized that there was a time they reduced their prices. So I'm not sure if that window was in between when they decided to the time they reduced those prices, if it was between after they announced the launch in Nigeria and announced the launch in Kenya. So I don't know if it was between that window that price change took effect. So I think that's really something. Maybe we'll call him.
We're supposed to be objective, right?
So I tried calling him, oh, not big.
LeBron man. Fine.
I reached out to SpaceX, their comms team, for a story. Reached out to some other guys in SpaceX, the Starlink division. Well, they've not responded, and I don't blame them. They probably get a lot of listing, but I'm just saying it out here. If you are watching this and you work for Starlink or SpaceX, please, we need to ask some questions, right?
Yeah, we have questions. Even who have launched in our country.
No, but when I think about Starlink, I'm always wondering if Starlink is not just a lot like Tesla in a way that...
Oh, before you go on, the production people are, I don't know, making circle
signs.
Yes.
I'm not even looking that direction today. Yeah, people should go and learn from how to control the seven seas or something.
I don't know. I'm about to say abracadabra.
You guys, you not defend yourself.
Please, you people should try as much as possible to keep to time. Thank you very much.
What can a solemn, wow, calm you, voice.
Wow. So
they are trying to act like you're better than us.
You guys see what I was talking about before we started recording. This is what happened. But here's the thing with Starlink. I feel like Starlink has not fully refined its model yet. Even in the US, observing it, I don't think it has gained widespread adoption.
No.
And coming to a place like Africa, where the price is noticeably higher than what
an ordinary ISP.
So, yeah. And I put it on the podcast before, and I'm asking again, will a company who can afford Starlink choose Starlink over trustworthy fiber? Because internet connection is not the only consideration when you want to situate your company's headquarters. You should actually look at other macroeconomic conditions. So, yes, let's say the city of Ife has good internet. Is that enough to really leave Lagos?
To go there.
So if I'm in Lagos, would I choose Starlink over Main One, Fiber One, or any other fiber guys?
Yeah, it's an important question.
The same reasons that people use Tesla in Nigeria, because I don't know why.
I don't care how rich I am, I'll never use Tesla in Nigeria. For now,
yeah. There are lots of considerations. Like, I was talking with our CEO this morning. Is it not better to dig the ground and put fuel tanker inside? I'm loading fuel inside.
Never mind a Tesla in Nigeria.
In Nigeria, but that's fine. Then... yeah, let's move on from Tesla, right? I'm hearing Vodafone has laid off. Nifemi didn't want to do this story because she feels like layoffs have become so normal, so commonplace that it shouldn't really be newsworthy. I do not
agree.
We
don't have money. We need to cut operating costs.
Really?
But that is what they say.
That is the excuse.
So, no matter how big they
see, if a startup is saying that, I will understand because startups spend money like...
Meta a startup?
Meta, basically, they carry the startup mentality. See, when Zuckerberg was ringing the IPO bell, why some companies would be talking about financials, blah, blah, blah. Zuckerberg was not interested. Yeah, everybody go back inside and start working, right? You can go and ring the bell at the New York Stock Exchange and be talking the Wall Street kind of talk. Mm-hmm. But Baba was agreeing.
Work, yeah.
Users grow. So Meta has, for me, most of all those big tech companies,
they
grew with that startup mindset. They became corporates, they became bureaucratic, but obviously...
It's still stuck with them,
sort of.
So...
But when you hear a company like Vodafone is laying off, and you have to sit back, Vodafone is bigger than MTN in South Africa. They have more...
South African users.
Than MTN. Mm-hmm. Compared to MTN typically dominates most of its markets, but they've not been able to dominate their hometown, right?
Interesting.
Vodafone, we are hearing, just sold its operations in Ghana. They bought that operation in Ghana for $900 million in 2008 and are selling it to Telcel Group. And Telcel Group is this new upstart telecom company that's doing some kind of interesting things. And is led by one of France's most powerful families. So when you look at everything together, you should understand that they are laying off. We should be more concerned about this. Maybe there are bigger macroeconomic conditions than we are thinking about. So for me, I've been looking at all these big tech companies laying off as, the tech bubble busting. Mm-hmm. For Vodafone, I've not seen them as that. I've seen them as a well-run company. I've seen them.
But it still doesn't mean that the economic situation that everybody is going through will not get to them.
I just feel like well-run companies will not be affected.
But they are. But they are sometimes, maybe they are not affected, but when they look at their books and they look at the situation of the market,
they don't see.
They need a runway for as long as they can, right? So they need to cut their costs to where it is necessary. And that is the reason I'm saying, if a company say, we are laying off because we need to cut costs, you can't hold them by their neck, no matter how.
We're not holding them by their neck. We're probably trying to draw some big picture lessons from it.
Yeah. So it just points to the fact that nobody is really insulated from the economic condition the world is in now.
Yeah. Okay.
Whether you're big or you're starting or you are in the middle, nobody is insulated. And Vodacom is a
Vodafone.
I'm very sorry about that. Vodafone. Even in November, they talked about cutting costs. They said they were going to put some measures in place to cut about 1 billion euros.
1 billion euros in costs.
Yes.
Wow.
So if stuff like this is coming up, it just feels everybody's trying to be safe in this economy. Vodafone, for the level that it has reached, cannot shut down.
Oh, obviously not.
Yeah.
Obviously not.
So, but they have to keep operations running.
Mm.
So,
yeah,
no layoff stories again.
No layoff story. Yep.
I still stand on that.
But if there are lessons to be learned, shouldn't we share it? I mean, Microsoft, for instance, they invested $1 billion in OpenAI.
But Microsoft also wants to lay off.
They've laid off.
They're laying off again.
They've laid off.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say now.
No. When you think of Microsoft, right, big investments, well-run B2B company, like the Windows laptops you guys are pirating up and down is probably not what is giving them money. Like Microsoft is another example of a typically well-run company you would imagine. But they've laid off. But that's not the main story. The main story is they are opening up OpenAI Azure.
Yeah,
to businesses.
Exactly. Azure. Azure. Please,
yeah, I actually called it Azure this morning. But it's Azure.
Call Bature.
No.
It's not only Azure. It's Bature.
If you want to tell a grade one child to what is it called? To there's a word they call it. Like when you tell it
to pronounce it according to the letter.
We ask you how many syllables.
Have you met grade one children of these days?
No, if they've not met that word before, and they see as
even words that I've met before when I try to spell.
That's the way that we pronounce it. What is Azure?
Oh, so but let's move on. If my child is seeing Azure and seeing Azure, me and that child will have issues.
No, okay. Because the child knows Azure from
no. I mean because Azure. I'll be watching Linus Tech Tips, Mr. Ozzy Boss, MKBHD. Every tech channel out there will be on the flat screen TV, and you'll be watching it with me. And you will not hear Azure, and you not say Azure. Hey God,
please let's move on.
So, but okay. What is the gist, though? What's the gist?
Yeah, the gist is that Azure OpenAI, they're about to embed, you know, the OpenAI services into Azure, right? Into a section of Azure, right? The support ticket system, right?
Is it just the support ticket system? So,
that's. Like, and I think an example that people will understand, right?
Okay.
Right. So the support ticket system, for example, when large companies have, you know, the way they interact with their customers, when a customer has an issue, they open a support support ticket, right, and interact with the customer through that, and then once the issue has been resolved, they close it. Mm-hmm. So now they are going to integrate ChatGPT 3.5, aka ChatGPT, that we already know, we spoken about
before. GPT 3.5. Yeah. ChatGPT.
Yeah.
In the flow.
All right. So they will integrate it into it, so it can now communicate with, you know, because of the way how advanced it is, it can communicate with customers, and you know, if the issue has not gotten to that level where you actually need to talk to
person.
Yeah. You can talk to ChatGPT and it will be able to help you out. So, I don't. For me personally, I would not like to talk to an AI. I always like to talk. Like I recently had an issue with Google and I went straight, because not to brag, I subscribed to Google One, so it gives me the opportunity to interact directly with Google staff, right?
What
so.
If it's an AI that's replying you?
No.
Will you know? I will.
That is
what, yes. Actually, they'll call me. I'll request
Wait,
for
which
a
Which issue are you having with Google that they are calling you?
You guys, I'm not saying I'm not somebody.
Can you imagine?
I subscribe to Google One. How much is Google One? 1,000 naira.
450. What is 1,000 naira? 450.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Is that, I think it's $2. Is it $2 or $3?
Add that to my
YouTube premium. Like,
I'm not doing family.
$2.
No,
that's good, by the way. But you won't know. I think we mentioned it on this podcast before. When the point that AI will get to, and we will say we are really doing artificial intelligence is when you are speaking with an AI.
It needs to pass a Turing test.
You will not know it's an AI you are speaking with. So,
ChatGPT now can give you wrong information.
And but ChatGPT to an essay understands emotion. It might not understand humor, but it understands some levels of emotion.
To an extent, right?
So I think it's an interesting one because it's not just ChatGPT they want to integrate. The other AI, DALL-E 2, and whatever
that one is.
DALL-E 2?
There's a third one.
I thought it's DALL-E 2. You're saying whatever that one is. Okay, so but there's a talk of them integrating them with Bing, so competition with Google search.
Yes, yeah.
But I saw a research paper from Google. Is it this morning on AI or yesterday? That Google was just trying to narrate.
It's waving.
It's like a waving flag.
This is you, gentlemen. Exceeded the duration.
See, you are supposed to be contributing to the discussion, not okay.
Not
so
timekeeping.
Timekeeping. Okay. All right. So yeah, I read the research paper from Google. They're talking about the advances they've made. They're basically saying whatever you're seeing with ChatGPT is just child's play, what they have in stock. Me, in my mind, I'm like, you should release it. Not all this one you're saying.
Their excuse for why they can't release it ethical. Is that, ethical issues. Two, OpenAI is more of a startup kind of So the way OpenAI can do things will be faster usually, right? And, you know, Google is much larger. But I don't dispute the fact that it is possible that they have something
they should release
cooking
it.
That is even sweeter than
they should just shock me with Google Assistant
first.
And we move on.
We're done. Don't worry. So yeah, we've gone to the globe. We've looked at Vodafone. We've looked at Microsoft,
Starlink,
and Azure. Then let's come back home to Nigeria, one of Nigeria's most important companies right now, according to some analysts. No, not some analysts. Me and him, we like starting the year in a fun and engaging manner. He called us Nitrademus, the liars. So Adeji Olorunwe, the CEO of Lion Square, trustee of Open Banking Nigeria, predicts that this company could become a commercial bank in 2023 because it makes sense. But we're talking about Temasek rebranding to Moneypoint. We don't typically talk about companies rebranding on the podcast, but considering what this company has been doing and what it has the potential to do, we think it's important to talk about Moneypoint. So if you don't know TeamApt, we can't blame you because TeamApt is the company behind Moneypoint. So for those of you, if we can add the POS device, there's a POS device that is from Moneypoint that a lot of people use. I see it with a lot of people, not just in places like Lagos, in rural areas. When I was in Ife, a lot of guys were using Moneypoint. And an event I attended they were talking about how a system they created in place to make sure that there's almost zero downtime for Moneypoint. Like, if Moneypoint is not working,
nobody else is working.
It's NIPS. Nobody else is working. Then they got a switching license. So, which is like, when it comes to payments, switching license is like the top kind of license you could get. So,
I think it was Paystack that got it.
Is it Paystack? Did Paystack get a switching license? Did Paystack? Abi Flutterwave? Which one?
It was Paystack.
Paystack switching license. Okay, let me calm down. But companies like InterSwitch and Intransact, they are like the big switches that we have, right? So getting a switching license, then one thing, I think we should give a shout out to Benjamin Dada for that really, really insightful article that talked about TeamApp's journey from a company that started out as software companies, develop software for other companies. They've now built such a very, 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 very strong business. They have Moneyfy, a solution for, say, stores, merchants to accept payments, track inventory, and all of that. And they have Moneypoint, the main business. Then this rebranding is making me think, okay, probably setting up a holdco in Delaware, according to the article on Benjamin Dada. A holdco in Delaware. So when companies set up a holdco in Delaware, they are basically trying to set up a company that allows them to receive money easily compared to, say, it's just registered in Nigeria. So that holdco international investors, Sequoia, Tiger Global, all those big VCs might be more comfortable investing in you when you're incorporated in Delaware. Mm. There are lots of regulations, there are tax incentives and blah, blah, blah. You can check out the article on TechPoint. Then that company in Delaware now has a subsidiary that is registered in Nigeria that holds the Nigerian license. Mm-hmm. So let's say your license is limiting you from doing something. Let's say you hold a switching license and you want to enter banking. Maybe the switching license is preventing you from entering banking. You could create another subsidiary that owns a banking license. So normally, since you, if your holdco was in Nigeria, it would be difficult. But since your holdco is probably somewhere else, in whether US or Mauritania, whatever, you can have two subsidiaries with very, very strong businesses that are very different, who different license, and those two businesses can be supporting each other. So what I'm seeing is a very, very, very big financial giant, not just payments, not just POS operations, not just...
You're talking about insurance,
loans, Forex. A lot of things could happen, especially if Moneypoint is able to get a commercial bank license in 2023.
Yeah. So Paystack only got the payment service provider license. Not the payment
I was shocked for you guys. Paystack.
Yeah.
So who got it? Who got the switching license? Is it Flutterwave? No, Abzone got it last year. Tmap got it last year. I don't think Flutterwave got it. So yeah. So you guys have been looking at me. You've not been asking any questions. You're just looking at me as if I'm your lecturer.
Enlighten us.
On
if I'm yanning dust now, you guys don't
know. We'll be like the Berea.
No, I mean I know. I saw on the TechPoint website how they started, you know, building software. Started building products for commercial banks and how they went on to creating Moneypoint, Moneyfy, and now they are rebranding as that flagship it's product.
Easily recognizable. So it makes sense.
It would be nice to see a startup enter into the corporate banking scene.
Were they really a startup?
Well,
I think it's just packaging they want to just start doing. These guys are crazy business people.
Some people that call themselves banking contenders.
Oh, Challenger banks.
We did not mention their name, but
we know who you're talking about.
We thought they would enter into that scene before
any other person.
Yes, you know, the way Tmap came, where the focus is on the non-tech people, like going into the markets and getting them to use banking services.
Hardcore.
And well, yes, we'd love to see it.
Just one more thing, and I think that points to a fact that, you know, a lot of the solutions that Africa actually needs, that Africa really needs,
is for the
they're not online.
So when you think about it, right, what we actually need isn't totally online. Right.
So what are we not doing here at TechPoint?
That is not online. Doesn't mean tech is not an input.
Yes.
True.
So and it's not even about it necessarily being online. It just goes to show that, you know, this I think we are seeing the pioneer era of tech in Nigeria. Yeah. And what a lot of tech companies need to be doing, I don't want to be sound, but it needs to be bigger. Right? It needs to go to go to the grassroots, it needs to be deep. Right, deeper, really, really deep, and not just, you know, surface level.
Well, that's a very important question, and every startup founder needs to be prepared to do the hard things this year.
Do hard things.
Don't worry. But if we don't do that, we will not be able to get to a stage where we can raise $50 million for a dog walking startup. We need to get to that stage.
Yeah.
A toothbrush sharing startup. We need to get there. But right now,
swimming pool sharing.
Our problem is more than walking a dog.
Exactly.
No, I mean, you've seen this Nigerian founder pitching with energy about how to go offline. Blah, 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 blah. Then you see US-based founder
you
want to raise a startup to compile compliments for you on Facebook. And Facebook acquired that startup. I'm like, okay, no problem. Cultural context is very, very important. Yeah. So yeah. I guess we should stop talking now and tell people goodbye. If you're watching
then
us.
There's something you have
Yes. If you remember, if you're an avid watcher or listener, you should remember that we had Precious, certified football sports person last week on the podcast. And we've released the report. The report is out right now. Go to intelligence.techpoint.africa to download the report immediately. And you've seen an article on TechPoint. I don't think the article is live yet. It's Gandra Precious. But yeah, the article is talking about how Qatar hosted the most technologically advanced World Cup in history. Qatar, this small country that everybody was looking down on.
With oil money. Nobody is small with oil money.
Africans, we need to have money. What is own our narrative thing? We need to have money to own narrative.
That's the truth.
All right,
people. So see you next week. And of course, do the thing. Like, subscribe, share with your friends and well-wishers. And the audio lovers,
You can always find us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Hiat Radio, and anywhere else you get your podcast.
All right. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.